From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A federal terrorism case in Chicago has ended with a split verdict. Jurors found the Pakistani-born Chicago businessman Tahawar Rana guilty on 2 of 3 counts of providing material support for terrorism. Rana was charged with helping plan the 2008 terrorist attack in Mumbai, India, that left about 170 people dead. He was also accused of helping plot an attack against a Danish newspaper that had published cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Tony Arnold of member station WBEZ joins me from Chicago. And Tony, walk us through this verdict and the 2 of 3 counts on which Tahawar Rana was found guilty.
Yeah, it was actually a very curious verdict in that this Chicagoan, Tahawar Rana, was found guilty of helping terrorists, but not actually killing anyone. Out of the 2 charges that he was found guilty of, one in particular, the charge was helping a terrorist organization. This organization is Lashkar-e-Taiba. It's based in Pakistan, and it had a role in the other 2 charges that Rana was charged with. Now, the other one that Rana was found guilty of had to do with planning an attack against a Danish newspaper, this newspaper that a few years ago, you may remember, printed cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad that many Muslims found offensive. And he was found guilty of helping plan an attack there that never actually happened. Now, the one that Rana was acquitted of related to the 2008 attacks in Mumbai, India. In that instance, 10 attackers stormed Mumbai, killed at least 164 people. 6 of those people were Americans, and Rana was found not to have any involvement with that at all.
Well, how is the defense and prosecution reacted to the split verdict today?
Defense attorneys said that their client was in shock and that they were, as attorneys, extremely disappointed in the verdict, mainly because he was found guilty on these 2 counts. As for the prosecutors, I think that they're still trying to make sense of this and how you can help a terrorist organization that they believed was involved in these Mumbai attacks, but he had no role in the actual attacks itself. They said that they were satisfied with the verdict and how it related to the attacks in Denmark.
And one of the key witnesses against Tahawar Rana was David Headley, who pleaded guilty in this case.
That's right. And Headley actually testified against Rana. These are 2 old friends from high school who got to know each other over the past 30 years. Defense attorneys took his testimony and said that he was a master liar. He was trained by terrorists to manipulate people, in particular Rana. Prosecutors, on the other hand, used him to give this story that Rana was involved in both the Mumbai and Denmark plots some legitimacy.
What possible sentence does Tahawar Rana face?
Well, because he was found not guilty of actually killing anyone or being involved in these plots in which people actually died, we're looking at, on the 2 counts, maximum of 15 years each. Those could potentially be combined. At the same time, there have been news reports out of India that they would like to have custody of Rana now that this is over. We'll see if that actually happens.
And this case does have implications for the U.S. and Pakistan. Referring back to that testimony we were talking about from David Headley, who testified about Pakistan's intelligence agency.
That's right. David Headley testified that he was trained by his terrorist organization with an individual who was involved with he was told it was involved with the Pakistan Secret Service. This is a man referred to as Major Iqbal. His real name was never actually revealed, not even to David Headley. Pakistan, for its part, says that it had no role in the Mumbai attacks or the plot to attack the Danish newspaper.
Okay, Tony, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Tony Arnold of member station WBEZ talking about the conviction today of Chicago businessman Tahawar Rana on 2 counts of providing material support for terrorism.